Chapter 3. Now this is the history of the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests who were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, when they offered strange fire before the Lord, in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the presence of Aaron their father. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. They shall keep his requirements, and the requirements of the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall keep all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, and the obligations of the children of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. You shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given to him on the behalf of the children of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood, but the unauthorized person who comes near shall be put to death." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Look, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn who open the womb among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I made holy to me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and animal. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Count the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families. You shall count every male from a month old and upward." Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. These were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, and Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shimites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those who were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those who were numbered of them, were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall camp behind the tabernacle westward. The prince of the father's house of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph the son of Lael. The duty of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting shall be the tabernacle, and the tent, its covering, and the screen for the door of the tent of meeting, and the curtaining of the court, and the screen for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and around the altar, and its cords for all of its service.